This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Governor Greg Abbott has now set the special runoff election for the 18th Congressional District. The race is against two Democrats, acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former City Council member Amanda Edwards. The runoff is Saturday, January 31st, and early voting starts January 21st. Some employees of Humble ISD will soon be allowed to have guns at school. The school board has approved a new pilot program that lets staff volunteer as school marshals if they have a gun permit. Several parents said at a school board meeting they were in favor of more security, but were worried how that program would work. Here's Aaron Bellish.
You're asking to overlap duties, and you're asking to overlap responsibilities, and you're asking way too much of the teachers.
School marshals will have to complete 80 hours of training and pass a psychological test. That program has been active in Texas since 2013. Mayor Whitmire's administration is taking aim at scooters on Houston streets. News 88.7's Rob Salinas says if city council approves, there'd be a citywide curfew for scooters.
Under the proposed ordinance, motorized scooters would be banned from 8 o'clock in the evening to 4 in the morning. According to city data, those are the hours in which emergency medical services saw a 78% increase in calls related to micromobility accidents. Edgar Gonzalez is the manager at E-Ride Scooter Rental. He thinks the curfew is a bad idea.
The reason why I think it's concerning is because, again, we are probably the only activity that you could do late at night, right? Instead of other than the bars that are open late at night.
The proposed curfew is a change for the city as an outright ban on scooters was debated earlier this year. The proposal makes an exemption for personal scooters used for commuting. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
For tonight, we're expecting partly cloudy skies. It'll be breezy this evening. Overnight lows should be around 68 degrees. And we could see some patchy fog later on tonight, overnight low near 85. I'm Gail DeLauder.